Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Bill Crowder, and I called our devotion A Christ-like Response. George was working on a construction job in the heat of the Carolina summer sun when someone living nearby walked into the yard where he was working. Clearly angry, the neighbor began to curse and criticize everything about the project and how it was being done. George received the verbal blows without response until the angry neighbor stopped yelling. Then he gently responded, "You've had a really hard day, haven't you?" Suddenly, the angry neighbor's face softened, his head dipped, and he said, "I'm sorry for the way I spoke to you." George's kindness had diffused the neighbor's wrath. There are times when we want to strike back, to give abuse for abuse and insult for insult. What George modeled instead was a kindness seen most perfectly in the way Jesus bore the consequences of our sins. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23 says, "When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly." All of us will face moments when we're misunderstood, misrepresented, or attacked. We may want to respond in kind, but the heart of Jesus calls us to be kind, to pursue peace, and display understanding. As He enables us today, perhaps God could use us to bless someone enduring a hard day. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 to 25. "To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in His steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in His mouth. When they hurled their insults at Him, He did not retaliate. When He suffered, He made no threats. Instead, He entrusted Himself to Him who judges justly. He Himself bore our sins in His body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the Shepherd and Overseer of your souls." Let's pray. Caring Father, please help us to find in You the strength, grace, and wisdom to display the heart of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.